The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Let us and acknowledge, let us know that you are watching for the first time in your comment section below. If you're watching by Rumble, by YouTube, or any other platform that gives you the ability to comment, please let us know if this is your first time joining us. And again, of course, where you guys are joining us from. I know we're coming on a little bit early today, earlier than we normally do. It's approximately about 11 a.m., a little bit after 11 a.m. Eastern time. But again, we've got a lot of stuff going on, so we wanted to get this in when we could. The nightmare before Christmas, the nightmare before Christmas. That's what we're going to talk about today. What in the world are we going to talk about? I think it's something of importance that we need to discuss. We're going to just go right off into this headline. President Joe Biden is set to deliver a speech tomorrow on Tuesday to address the Omicron variant. In this speech, he will unveil new steps that the administration is taking to help communities in need of assistance. According to one White House official, it is not yet known everything that will be unveiled or be revealed in this address. However, Biden is expected to go beyond his already unveiled winter plan with additional measures while issuing a, quote, stark warning of what the winter will look like for Americans that choose, here we go, to remain unvaccinated. So this, again, this news comes, according to reports, amid the rise in cases of COVID and pleas from the federal health officials for people to get vaccinated. So again, we see what the theme is, we see what the narrative is, and we see what this push is. According to CBS News, building off his winter plan, the president is expected to announce new steps that the administration is taking to help communities in need of assistance, while also issuing a stark warning.
We are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated, for themselves, their families, and the hospitals they'll soon overwhelm. But there's good news. If you're vaccinated, you have your booster shot, you're protected from severe illness and death.
Warning of that this winter will produce bad things for the unvaccinated. It's going to be ominous. It's going to be dark. It's going to be disastrous. A lot of pain and a lot of suffering, again, for the unvaccinated. But we got a lot of stuff. I mean, this thing is really picking up pace, and it seems to be very deja vu-like of the beginning of this thing in late 2019, early 2020. Look at this. The Netherlands is set to go back on strict lockdown over the Christmas and New Year period in order to contain the highly contagious Omicron virus.
Hello and welcome to the program. Several European countries have introduced tough new restrictions to tackle COVID as the Omicron variant spreads rapidly across the continent. A month-long lockdown has come into force in the Netherlands. Denmark, Ireland and Switzerland are all stepping up or reintroducing restrictions, but they've stopped short of full lockdowns. We start in the Netherlands with this report from Anna Holligan.
A final flourish of festive cheer before Dutch cities shut down for Christmas. Department stores and toy shops weren't ready for this level of footfall, while hair and beauty salons squeeze clients in for a last-minute shave.
It was nice to go to the city for a little while before the lockdowns.
It's too busy everywhere, but I have to come to get presents before the Christmas holidays.
Under the new measures outlined on Saturday, all non-essential stores, bars, restaurants and other public places are to shut from Sunday. Essential shops such as supermarkets and pharmacies must close by 8 p.m. and, as previously announced, schools are closed until at least January the 9th. The Prime Minister delivered the message in a somber tone.
Omicron verspreidt zich nog sneller Omicron is spreading even faster than feared, and so we must intervene now to prevent much worse.
This is one of the most popular shopping streets in the heart of The Hague, and normally at this time of year it would be heaving. The Dutch Prime Minister said the response to the Omicron variant was unavoidable, but the government's critics argue the crisis is partly of their own making. The slow response to the Delta variant, combined with the slow rollout of the booster vaccination programme, which have meant hospitals have no extra capacity to deal with an impending surge of Omicron cases. The Dutch are seeking to speed up that booster programme. The over 60s have just been invited to get theirs, and it's hoped that within a month, everyone in the Netherlands who wants a booster shot will have the chance to get one. This is usually a highly organised society. The Dutch don't like chaos. There is some good news. Father Christmas will still be allowed to deliver presents. His message to the nation: Merry Christmas, happy lockdown.
Did you know? By the way, did you know that there is schools in the United States that are also going back to virtual? So again, this nightmare is repeating itself. Quote, the Netherlands is again shutting down. That is unavoidable because of the fifth wave, guys, that is coming at us with the Omicron variant. I mean, I can't say Omicron without getting that deep, guttural voice to it, because it again, my mind always goes back to the Transformers movie, the whole series that came out and was produced by Michael Bay, and they had the Decepticons and the Autobots, and that's what it sounds like to me. But anyway, other measures include a recommendation that households receive no more than 2 visitors and that gatherings are done outside and limited to a maximum of, listen to this whopping amount of people. Ready? 2 people. Gatherings are okay, but as long as it's no more than 2 people. 2 people. I mean, I don't know where you're from, but that's really, I don't consider that a gathering. That's like a couple neighbors coming over, you know, that's company, you know, 3's company. Remember that show, 3's company? Even they said that 3 is company. What is it? 3's company, 4's a crowd. But apparently 2 is now the definition of a gathering. A failure to act now would likely lead to, quote, an unimaginable situation in hospitals, which have already scaled back regular care to make space for COVID patients. And by the way, I'm just going to, let me see if I can just pull up this headline if I'm not able to pull this up, that's okay. We'll just move on. But I was going to pull up some of the recent things that we're seeing, these headlines from Drudge Report this morning, just on the same thread is what they're talking about. Here we go. Quote, and these are some of the headlines from Drudge, and we'll move on. Jingle bell lock. United Kingdom protests have turned violent. Riots breaking out across Europe. Officials warn that variant will cause record hospitalizations. Some of these I'm not going to read, even though they're here, but they'll be flagged by Google and YouTube. So I'm going to use wisdom on this. Fauci warns that masks on airplanes may be here to stay. Anybody shocked? CNN has shut down offices. 48 that test positive on world's largest cruise ship. Let me give you some more here. I'm going to give you some more headlines that we pulled up here that I kind of handpicked here. This is some shocking stuff again. And this is not This is not a headline from Austria. Nope. This is not from China. This is right here in New York. This is in New York City in America. Four people recently were arrested at a New York City Applebee's during a protest of the city's vaccine mandate, which requires proof of vaccination to dine in. Now, just for the record, if I'm going to go to jail over breaching a vaccine mandate because I wanted to enter a restaurant, I can tell you right now, it probably wouldn't be Applebee's. I'm just saying that wouldn't be my choice of pick for a restaurant that I would risk going to jail over to violate this. But anyway, we'll move on from that. Four people, according to the report, four people protested at a New York City Applebee's outlet over its vaccine mandate, and they were actually arrested on Wednesday night. The Applebee's is in the same Queens Mall where six anti-vaxxers were arrested on Tuesday for criminal trespass at a cheesecake factory. Guys, this is unbelievable. Again, these are not headlines out of communist nations. This is in New York City in America. New York City is requiring that all customers, patrons, show proof of vaccination in order to dine in. Independent photographer Leroy Johnson captured the arrest on video while following the group around. Now, I just want to say this just as a disclaimer for you guys watching on Facebook. Some of this stuff, for you guys that are watching the rebroadcast this on YouTube and Rumble, a lot of these videos we talk about, they will be in the video. They will be in the message, but I can't put them up on Facebook because of copyright stuff, and they'll shut down the video, but we can upload them when we do the final cut on this. So that's why I always say, you know, if you like the video presentations or the a lot of that stuff, go and watch this at the rebroadcast and you'll get more to this. So just let you know, you guys will probably see the video upload of this, and we'll get that up there for you on the final cut of this. But nevertheless, this was all captured on video. In one of Johnson's videos, multiple members of the New York Police Department could be seen restraining several protesters while a group of people still gathered and the Applebee's chanted, quote, "No more mandates, no more mandates." Now, guys, that's something sick, because this is not happening in the southern part of the United States. That ain't happening in Georgia. I mean, it is happening, but here, let me say this. These people chanting this, we expect that from like southern states, Georgia, Tennessee, Texas, places like that. We understand that. But now we're seeing this from New York. This is coming from New York. Other videos posted by Johnson on Wednesday showed a group of anti-mandate protesters crowding around the New York Police Department after the Applebee's arrest. They were shaming the police officers, chanting, "Shame on you." So what are we talking about? We're talking about this people, we're starting to reach that threshold where people are losing their patience. People are getting fed up. Again, the Netherlands is on its fifth wave. How many variants is this now? I mean, it's just going to, again, go on and on and on and on. Here's some other headlines. Let me pull this up for you. Quote, "Omicron is going, not it may or it could, according to at least a CNN headline, and according to Dr. Doom Fauci, Omicron is going to take over this winter."
President Biden said the unvaccinated are, quote, "looking at a winter of severe illness and death." Michael Osterholm says a viral blizzard is coming. Where is the pandemic headed right now? Do you expect new record high numbers for cases? And what about hospitalizations and deaths?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, Jake, I think that is going to happen. We are going to see a significant stress in some regions of the country on the hospital system, particularly in those areas where you have a low level of vaccination, which is one of the reasons why we continue to stress the importance of getting those unvaccinated people vaccinated.
So you might as well get ready. And Biden has been warning of a dark winter. So now Fauci's coming alongside of him and saying that Omicron is here and it will take over. In fact, one article said they're expecting 1 million cases a day, 1 million positive cases a day. And Fauci went on to say that, quote, Americans should brace for a, quote, tough few weeks to months. Well, let's just go ahead and add years, because we're already in years, right? You know, this, you remember the 7 days, 14 days, 21 days. Now we're going on years, years. Quote, in a recent interview with Dr. Anthony Fauci with Jake Tapper of CNN, he said, quote, and again, in some of these, the videos will be up there on YouTube. So you'll hear me pause and you'll see the video, but here on live on Facebook, you won't see that. But quote, it's going to take over, Fauci said on the State of the Union on Sunday, urging Americans to get vaccinated and get their booster shots. And by the way, he's now wanting to redefine the definition of fully vaccinated from two shots to two shots and a booster. Who didn't see that coming? And again, I'm sure that's, you remember when you, let me pull this off here, guys. I remember when you go to concert venues, if you've ever been to concerts or if you've ever been to events or if you've ever been to some type of event, whatever, you had to get tickets and you whatnot, at the very bottom, there's a disclaimer and it says at the very bottom, subject to be changed. Subject to be changed. In other words, the disclaimer is put there to cover them in the event that any details surrounding the event could change at a moment's notice, subject to change. And I just want to put that disclaimer on anything that comes out of these guys' mouths, anything from the CDC, the World Health Organization, Dr. Fauci, all of them. Just put the disclaimer, subject to change. Everybody, oh, look, we only got to get one shot, subject to change. We only got two shots now, subject to change. Now we got to get two shots and a booster. Hello, subject to change. We can't walk away from this because with Omicron, what we're dealing with is going to be a tough few weeks to months as we get deeper into the winter. Now, we're going to move on. Israel is set to ban travel to the United States as COVID curbs widen. Again, Israel, according to reports, Israel's health ministry Sunday recommended banning Israelis from traveling to the U.S. and added several European countries to its COVID red list. Wow. Barring U.S. travel for Israeli citizens and residents would mark a significant step for Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's government, given the hundreds of thousands of dual nationalists and close ties between the countries. Again, Israel's health ministry is recommending banning Israelis from traveling to the U.S. So you got this going on. Then, let me see if we can pull up another headline. While I'm getting to that headline, let me read this. New York governor plans to add, here it is, booster shot to the definition of fully vaccinated. So at least one governor in New York is already pushing for the, again, subject to change. Just changing this thing as it goes along. Now look at this. This is from Canada. Ontario's limit on indoor social gatherings to be cut from 25 to 10. Well, that's a little bit I mean, at least they get 10 and not two, right? And outdoors are going to be cut from 100 to 25, with indoor capacity at restaurants and bars cut in half. Again, this is from this is an affiliate coming out of Canada. And again, all this is because of this Omicron variant. So you got all this going on. Now, why did we want to talk about this today? Again, I want to emphasize something here. Let me go back to the beginning of this update. This is going to be an update today, guys, on this. I think it's important to know this. I think it's important to be informed of this so you know where we're going and what to expect. I want to go back up to what Biden said, or what the news is saying regarding tomorrow. On Tuesday, the 21st of December, the president will announce new steps. Now, what are these new steps going to be? It's going to be very interesting to see what he says, what he recommends, what he mandates, whatever. Because, again, all around the United States, the Netherlands, Austria, New Zealand, all these places, everywhere outside of the United States, we're seeing these draconian measures that are resurfacing again, just like we saw in the former of the year of 2020. The lockdowns, the restrictions, the social gatherings, the mask mandates, the arrest, the show me your papers, all that stuff was happening really prevalent in 2020. And then it kind of weaned off. And now that Omicron has arrived, bam, we're seeing a deja vu and everything's surfing. So again, let's see what is announced tomorrow on Tuesday, 4 days before Christmas. Because that's what we need to be paying attention to. Because I believe there's too many warnings out there. And guys, people shun what these people say and they laugh it off and they mock them and say whatever, whatever. But I'm telling you, those four people at Applebee's in New York's not laughing right now. They got arrested for not showing their proof of vaccination and not being vaccinated when they entered a restaurant. And when all these people say, well, it's not law, so, you know, whatever. Well, they went to jail. They were arrested. So you can bury your head in the sand and you could choose to ignore what's going on. But guys, it's here and it's now and it's happening. And this is what we're going to kick off with this week. So again, tomorrow, the president is going to make a national address. He's going to announce something, new measures. It's going to be interesting to see what is being said. So we need to keep our eyes on that. And guys, it's Monday. We've got a whole week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all week this week. We've got all kinds of stuff that we're going to talk about. Just different topics that I believe is of interest that we need to discuss. A lot of prophetic stuff. And so be looking forward to that this week. Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you can find us. That's where you can subscribe to us. That's where you can find all of our latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Even easier and more convenient for you is to go to, if you have an Apple phone, if you have an Android phone, go to your Play Store, type in End Time Headlines, download our free app, push yes to push notifications. You're going to get notified of all of our latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as our latest podcasts like this one that you can both listen or watch right there at the convenience of it in your hand, either through your mobile phone or your tablet. And again, it's free and you can download it today. And as always, guys, we want to give you an opportunity. If you've not yet supported our ministry, partnered with our ministry, prayed about becoming a partner, you can do that. If this ministry is a blessing to you, it informs you, it equips you, it encourages you, whatever, on multiple social platforms that we're on, social media platforms, our YouTube channel, our Rumble channel, our podcast, our app, whatever, all that is free for you guys. And all we ask is that you prayerfully pray about becoming a partner or supporter are just a blessing to our ministry as we bless you guys. And again, you could do that either two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website right there on the screen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, or you can do the old school method of giving by check or money order. And by the way, I just want to say a very special thank you for all those that that send us Christmas cards and gifts through the mail and blessings and all that. We just a great big thank you and God bless you. But again, End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia is our mail, physical mailing address, and the zip code is 30655. So we're going to sign off for today, guys. We pray that you have a blessed and safe rest of the day. We'll be back on tomorrow, probably about the same time. We're trying to get a little bit early since I know my kids are on Christmas break right now for Christmas for being off for Christmas. So it's enabled me to shift a little bit of my time schedule up. So we may be on here a little bit more earlier, like around 11 a.m. on these days, so that we can, and plus it hits a different angle and a different group of individuals that not normally cannot get on here later in the afternoon. And we may even come on later in the evening sometimes, so we can just kind of switch it up so everybody can get a chance to hop on to our live broadcast. Again, guys, we love you. We appreciate you. I'm going to say a prayer to a blessing as we sign off, and we'll see you guys again tomorrow for our next podcast. Again, don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to hit that push notification, the bell on Rumble and YouTube and whatever platform you may be watching. Again, Facebook, share this with your friends, your family, your coworkers, and those who like to be informed of the times and seasons in which we're in. May the Lord bless you today. May he keep you, and may his countenance be upon you in all that you do, in Jesus' name. God bless you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.